Good evening. Now, today I've got something quite exciting, and it's kind of exciting because it's downplayed, and you might say, well, you know, it's cheap. What's exciting about that? But I have to say that in a sort of world in which the cost of living is rising well above people's ability to pay for the most simple things, to find something that could well be totally extraordinary at a very reasonable price, I do find that exciting. And whatever my income is like, I have to say, I still find it exciting. I just think it's exciting to find a bargain in the world of wine. So what I wanted to do was, I've got a few whites and a rosé that are sort of use up, you know, there's maybe a glass full in each. And I thought this weekend, I'd like to really centre on whites and not actually drink any red at all for once. So I popped into Waitrose to see if I could find a white that was well priced and might well complement the wines that I've got that I want to use up. And I had a choice of two or three at around about $6.99. One was a Romanian Pinot Grigio, and I must admit that was very, very tempting. But actually what I went for, because I really do think this one looks quality. I could be wrong. I've not tasted it before. I'm just about to open it. A lovely pale gold top there. And it's the 2023 Côte de Gascogne Le Colline de Luzenne Sauvignon Blanc. So we've got a South of France Sauvignon Blanc, and it's only 10.5%. But it does say it's a wonderfully refreshing from picturesque Gascony in the southwest of France, aromas of bright lemons and lime, hint of elderflower, palate with a long mineral finish, delicious by itself, etc., etc. And I have to say, I just really wanted to try this one because it looks like the kind of wine, I mean, the label isn't much to be fair, but it's a nice pleasing effect altogether, the green, the white, the gold. But I really felt it was the kind of wine that might well be a labour of love and really give a wonderful picture of the terroir and the location and the kind of wine that makes you just drawn in and you think, good gracious, really nothing I'd like to do more next year than to go to the Gascony region, you know, so who knows. Anyway, let's see. These wines are so underplayed, aren't they? You know, so many wonderful, wonderful, exciting and subtle Sauvignon Blancs from France, all the way down from the Loire Valley to the bottom of the Languedoc. So we've got some really lovely, very, very vibrant, light lemon looks here. On the nose, it's that beautiful sort of tempting Sauvignon that's not too lime zesty, it's not too gooseberry, it's not too new world. It's busy saying, I think I know what I am and I'd like to invite you in and see what you think. So here we go. I mean, it's got beautiful, I would say there's a bit of pineapple, there's nectarine and melon big on the nose, okay? And I've got a pretty round bottom glass here. It's a tumbler. And I'm going to see whether I made the right choice for the weekend or not. So this was on offer at $6.99. And when you're doing a higher end Sauvignon, you're going to get a lot of bounciness. You're going to get some limestone. You're going to get a lot of lime zest, gooseberry, lemon, you know, all kinds of things. You might even get peach crumble. You'll definitely get lots of zest and life and bars and bounce. But on the lower end of the Sauvignon, you might well get a very rounded wine that's not quite what you expected, but utterly delicious. And I think that's what I've got here. I've got a bit of the effervescent zest. And I've got some very subtle, lovely, lovely notes of that there's a fair bit of crumble in there, you know, and not a little tiny bit of custard, if you know what I mean. That sort of more textured Sauvignon, not the bright Sauvignon that's like, you know, punching your fist against a brick wall, that type. This is subtle and understanding. This is the type that would go really well with a Semillon. So last week I had the Louis-Philippe Edwards Sauvignon from Chile, and that was cut down actually to $5.99, and that was almost like a Vouvray from the Loire, a Chenin Blanc, with this beautiful golden, you know, rich satin texture. And this is quite a different kind of beast, you know, out of the stable. I definitely think, yeah, well worth getting in there. The Chilean one was fantastic. You should definitely try that one. And I would say, yeah, give this one a go. This is pretty good. I'd pop this one in at about 4 stars. You know, it's not extravagant. It's not licentious. It's not shouting, come on, come on, or anything like that. It's just beautifully subtle with some really nice sort of meadow notes and a whole lot of delicious chill about it. You know, just relax, enjoy life, and take things easy as they come. So, yeah, I think that's a fantastic... It definitely, you know, the 3 or 4 Sauvignons I've actually had in the last 2 or 3 weeks. A couple from Chile, couldn't have been more opposite one another in texture. And one from South Africa, which was mixed with Colombard. I have to say, I have enjoyed it in the past, and I don't think I'd want to buy it again. It was so thin, so metallic. And it just didn't have any joy in it at all. And that was the Whale Caller from Waitrose. I just didn't grab me whatsoever. It didn't have anything about it at all. But this one is beautifully subtle, as only certain parts of France can really, you know, really caress you, as it were. So fantastic with any sort of salad containing lettuce. And I mean, it would go pretty nice with some shellfish, crab, you know, pint of prawns, anything like that. Be really delicious. It would go well with lemon meringue pie, cheese, or well, you know, sticky toffee pudding or something like that. It would even match quite well with chocolate brownie and some vanilla ice cream. And it's definitely going to go all the way with chicken fricassee, you know, or some cock au vin, I mean. You know, it's pretty much an all-rounder. I mean, it wouldn't be bad with duck. It would go okay with turkey. And, you know, if you just have run out of food, nothing really. But it would be really nice with rice dishes and possibly even, you know, pasta. So I think we were looking at a pretty jaunty all-round effort here. And I have no trouble recommending it at all. I'm only going to give it 4 stars because, you know, it's graceful, elegant, and submissive. But, you know, I think in all we could call it a beautiful song without words. Although I have obviously given you lots of words. But let me recommend Les Collines de Lausanne Sauvignon Blanc Côte de Gascogne from Waitrose. And make it into a song with words for yourself.